Shout out to my nephew Scott for having our sponsorship available here with our nondescript, what do we want?
Beverage.
Our
adult
beverage.
Adult beverage.
Our libation.
Libation, fancy.
Yeah. Since it's our birthday as we're recording this, we're like, let's take a shot. But you know what? Let's get started.
It's nothing serious, folks. If you guys know what this, judging by the size of the bottle, you should already know what this is. If not, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it?
Don't worry about it. So,
and you know what? I'm just a fan of, like, tiny glasses because it makes me feel like a giant.
I don't know how to
sponsorship available.
This could be you.
Happy birthday.
So good.
Spring fresh. Oh, I know what that one is. I forgot what flavor that was.
Yeah, that's
what it is.
Yeah.
It's rare. That was so delicious.
I know.
And your sponsorship would be really, really delicious too. Now that shot's over with, that was really good.
That was really good. That was really good. Your sponsorship would be delicious too, I'm sure.
Oh, please, please do.
Assuming it's very similar.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be this, but just, you know, we'll take money. We'll do our best.
Yeah, it'll be for the channel, I promise.
So, I'm Mark. I'm birthday boy technically number two.
I'm Simon, not technically birthday boy number one.
Well, they did pull you out first.
I came out first. I won the race.
No, I came out first. You were pulled out first.
Oh!
If you know, you know. Yeah. If you don't, you better get good.
That means they're new to the channel and welcome.
I'll take a shot for that.
Yeah, let's do that. To the newcomers and those who've been there since day one, we love you all the same.
All right. All right, so we're talking about what was life like?
What was life like before the internet? Right, so
we couldn't do this, first of all.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway.
And we couldn't even dream of anything like this. But yeah. The idea came up because of it was our birthday, and we thought, you know, we started to talk about how life was back then. And I had this conversation with Scott, actually, my son, my oldest son. And he was just, what do you mean you have to rewind tapes?
What year was he born again? For context?
03. Not even a 19.
God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he literally was alive already, like when the internet's already been happening.
Yeah.
So he lives in a world where the internet's always existed.
And just so I can call him out, when I had this conversation with him, he goes, "Dad, when were you born?" I said, 19. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, and he went, "Damn.
What a dick.
What a dick.
What a dick."
But
we love
also,
you.
He's also our PA, and then we'll shout him out later.
Yeah, he's running a few errands for us, actually.
So, yeah, we pay him really well.
We sure do. That's why we need this.
Sponsors.
All right.
Yeah, anyway, we digress here. But I thought it would be a cool topic to kind of go over, because we were that generation that knew what it was like before, but also knew what it's like to come up with it and see the advancements of it, right? And kind of what you alluded to earlier, you know, things like this became available and possible, where back then there was no way we could think about it. So, you know, one of the first things that I wanted to cover here was, well, what exactly did we do without the internet? Right?
Yeah,
What did we do as kids? What did we really enjoy? And if you know, okay, it's a given we had a lot of gaming, like Nintendo, Sega Genesis, and stuff like that. But what was the biggest thing that kids back then would really covet? Like, what activity would they covet from the top of your mind?
You know, for me, honestly, it was like going outside, like playing, right? Like going bike riding and going, like, just, or even just like
throwing a ball
outside, because there was nothing to do, but it was fun because you were connecting with somebody, and also no one knew what you were doing.
No one knew what you were doing, right? But we were lucky enough growing up to have a fairly big backyard. I think, well, now that we're older, it doesn't seem as big.
It doesn't, but from a real estate perspective, it is.
It's huge. So we were big baseball kids back in the day, and growing up, it wasn't just Mark and I. We had our cousin Joel, which is the brother we never asked for, but among the three of us, What did we do all the time? We played baseball.
Baseball. At least what the best we could do, but based on what we had, it was still really fun.
Yeah. It was fun. We got to go outside and throw a ball around, or we played dodgeball or monkey in the middle, stuff like that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Water balloon fights. Oh, oh my god.
Those were the best.
You know, and it was very physical, right? It was out there. It wasn't virtual.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's how we socialized, through actual physical, you know, communications, conversations, things like that. So, you know, it's funny because now I hear parents with younger children, right? And what's their punishments that they tend to give their children?
Here, I'll demonstrate. Take it away from me. Then, oh no, my life is over. Yeah, oh no,
I can't touch a glass screen.
Yeah.
And for us, it was like, you can't go outside and play. And we were just like, nah! Right? And that was awful, because like, I love riding our bike up and down our street. And we lived on a hill, so you know, it would be a struggle pedaling up, and we pedaled down, or the dumb stuff we used to do with our little sister's little go-kart.
Oh yeah, thingy. Yeah, there was like this tiny like push car thing.
Yeah,
and we would literally do a running start, jump on it, go down all the way down.
Totally unsafe. No helmets. Chinelas only.
Oh yeah,
those were our brakes. Like,
flap flap.
Yeah, that's what we would do. That was fun for us. We didn't do TikTok dances, or there were no trends other than just how, you know, how people dressed, and we went to a private school, so like what kind of shoes did you wear?
Yeah,
you know,
well, those little things. That's so funny because like if you look at what 10-year-olds when we were 10. Just like whatever clothing, right? Whatever you can get. But now 10-year-olds are like trying to be all stylish and all that other stuff.
Better than me sometimes.
Well, I know, but also because they have that access to that information. What's current? Where can I buy it? Where can I buy it at the best price? Or how do I style this thing? And some parents just love doing that. Yeah. That's totally cool.
And so, no, that reminds me of another kind of subtopic. It's like information, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, Google, now it's like I can learn about anything just by typing away. But we had what was known as encyclopedias.
Yeah. And then we also, what was the other one called? The children's one.
Childcraft.
That was the one.
And we had World Book.
The brown one with the gold.
And it was literally a library from A to Z. And whatever was held within those books, literal physical books, is what you'd use for research and things like that. Right? Whereas now it's like you could type about anything and everything. But that was our main source of information.
Well, they're back.
They're back.
And he looks very safe. Go step back.
Let's step back over there. Watch this. And look, now we can see our PAs right there. There they are.
Yeah, he looks really safe in his vest.
Yep. We make him wear.
Actually, that's pretty cool.
Nice.
Actually, that's pretty
cool.
Why not?
Well, I can hang it up and it's sick.
And you're going to be safe wherever you go. Okay, perfect. Perfect.
And then
I was doing construction for a new house.
Wow.
Where did I go wrong?
Where did it all go right?
This is the one that made the bottle for us. Are you trying to get us demonetized? Yep. Okay. Well, thanks for that. Yeah. We're not even monetized.
Here's our prop master that we pay very handsomely for this high budget show that we have. Again.
Oh, wait. That's actually really cool.
Yep. There.
And we're back.
Again. From all the money we made, right?
I just
want
to show you my cool jacket. And cookies.
No more cookies.
I wanted a cookie.
We'll figure that out later.
But thanks for setting us up here with our...
You know what? Let's take a drink for my son here.
For
building this amazing prop. And remember, sponsorships are available. Please do DM us on IG. We'll be more than happy to... indulge in oblige to it, I guess. We really went through this.
Wow, we drank that sponsorship bottle pretty quick.
Because we need it.
Happy birthday again
to
us.
Happy birthday again. Right. And thank you for your help and support of the channel.
Thank you for your help and support. I hate saying this, but it's funny because it's like, just smash that like button.
It's just ring-a-ling the ding-a-ling bell.
Or you can caress the subscribe button.
Say nice things to it.
Cheers again.
So all the information was in literal books, right? So, you know, there's different types and stuff like that. And that's how we did our research paper.
Yeah. Right? Like, you literally had to cite the page, the book that you're using, and it was wild. Like everything was, and there was actually one book at the end that was the index.
Yeah, so
that's how gnarly it was, right?
Or dictionaries. We literally had to learn how to use a dictionary, right? And we had to learn how to read analog clocks.
Yep.
Right. If you see my watch here, and you know, if I walk up to some random young person, they'll be like, "I don't know. It just says LA on it." They just think it's jewelry.
I like your bracelet.
Yeah. Right? It's just those things that we had to learn.
Yeah.
Right? Even things like writing checks.
People counting money.
Yeah, counting money.
You'd be surprised how many people don't know how to give change back. I've been to a few stores or a few, coffee shops or whatever, and you give them cash and they're like, shit.
So different, right?
What do I do? I'm like, oh, just keep the change and I go.
Yeah, but in the same, going back to the thread of entertaining ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Other than outside.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Right? Other than being outside, we watched a lot of TV. Right? Oh, yeah. And nowadays it's like streaming and stuff like that.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact,
my nephew
is about 4 years old. Right? And in the hotel room that we were in, because we were babysitting for my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, and we didn't have streaming. We didn't have the streaming sites on that room. So we were watching something on Disney Channel. I think it was Bluey or something.
Oh, Bluey, so
and then,
cool.
And then it changed from Bluey to something else. He's like, Uncle Simon, can you change it to this? And I'm like, I can't.
Oh.
Right? And that's a taste of what the reality was for us back then, right? So, Saturday morning cartoons is a great example. Or TGIF.
Yeah.
Right? Remember the
song? Hold on. Before we get to that, you remember all the VHS tapes that Mom and Dad would record of all the cartoons? The reason why they did that, they would record the Saturday morning cartoons, not all of them, just maybe one or two sets or whatever. It's because we would never wake up early enough to watch Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah. And so that was kind of the streaming that there was. Right? If you think about it. Because there's these things called VHS cassettes, and you can connect them to your TV and record what's happening on screen. Right? So
Screen capture?
Yeah, like a video capture, right? And I remember Dad would have some like really important like news stuff that happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then our Saturday morning cartoons. Yeah. Just stuff that would happen. And nowadays you can go on YouTube and just search for it.
Yeah,
right?
Like literally.
Yeah, and TV, like going back to TGIF, right, every Friday night on ABC, we would have to sit in front of that TV at a very specific time.
Mm-hmm. Or you missed it.
Yeah. And you're going to be a loser when you go back to school and everyone else is talking about it.
Yeah,
right?
Everyone knows what happened to Steve Urkel that day.
Yeah.
Oh, going to have some fun, show you how it's done, TGIF. Oh, man.
Shows like Perfect Strangers.
Oh, standing tall. On the wings of my dreams, rise and fall. Rain and thunder, wind and hail, bound
for better days. It's my life, it's my dream. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
That's going to be a great clip.
Oh, man, that's going to be the best worst clip ever. But all the old heads were like, I remember that. But anyway.
Yeah, there was shows like what? Like Family Matters.
Yeah.
And Step by Step and all those other shows. It was very family oriented because it made families sit together. And we did it, remember, sometimes we'd have it on when we had dinner.
And so, we sat together with our family watching it. That was very different means of entertainment back then. So if you missed it, you missed it. That's how it worked. Right? And there were ads, commercials about 2 minutes long.
Yeah,
right. And that was the time where go get your snack, go to the bathroom.
Right.
And sometimes when someone's out, Mark, it's gonna get on soon. Boom, he runs in and jumps in the couch, and now my dog decided to come on in and say hello. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Good thing we know how to edit.
Hi, boy.
Hi, Bubba. Can you go away now?
This is where I'm gonna put the
a lot of distractions today. And of course, the sponsorship's kicking in.
It's not helping the distraction.
But that's how we lived, and it was very regimented, right?
So yeah.
Fridays.
It was a set schedule all the time, but how did we get to those shows, right? How did we know those shows were going to be on? Remember the TV Guide?
Oh my God, the TV Guide or the TV Guide channel.
Oh, but that was later. That's much just later. We had cable too.
Yeah, though. But like if you were normal folks, like mere mortals like we were.
You had these channels 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, and 13.
Yeah. That's it. If you had cable that's a little bit different, right? Yeah. But like the TV guides were, if you go to the grocery store and you look at inside of the cash lanes, they have those little magazines, including the TV guides, which would tell you the schedule of all the TV shows.
It was like yay big, maybe.
Oh my God, they were so hard to read.
And they were so thick. Yeah, because it had like, what, 2 weeks maybe? I don't remember.
A week or 2 weeks.
And it was
of every
all
channel.
Including the channels.
Including the articles and stuff like that. But you know, that's how we learned what was coming on. But nowadays it's like, oh, I can just go on Netflix. I can watch my anime on Crunchyroll. I can go on Hulu. Yeah. And you can watch whenever you want. And you know, to be able to see and feel the difference between how it was then and now, it's like life is so much more convenient because of the internet, right? And it was just, and speaking of entertainment, music is another thing that comes to mind.
Oh, wow,
so
yeah.
All my old heads will remember what? Warehouse. What other
Warehouse.
Shows do you think
of? Sam Goody.
Sam Goody, Tower Records.
Tower Records!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So those kind of stores were prominent then, and we had to get cassette tapes at the time. And Bruce is back.
What?
This is one of three studio dogs that we have. And by studio, I mean house.
He's trying to drink my water.
Well, we only have a little bit.
We really should just finish this before we continue.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, let's just finish it.
Let's finish off this sponsorship.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because this sponsorship is really great. This sponsorship opportunity is really great.
It's a particular Asian flavor that's really delicious that I don't want to give any clues to.
It's smooth. Like
to, Oh, man. Oh, man. We have a lot of content for this
one. Yeah, this is going to be great. To our next sponsorship. To our first sponsorship.
To our pending sponsorship.
Yes, thank you very much in advance.
Please. Why can't I find the graphic? We should really call every drink we have that's not water a sponsorship.
That'd be so good.
Oh, man. Here's a sponsorship in a brown bottle. Oh, man, this sponsorship has a handle on it.
What? This is a rye-based sponsorship.
Oh, man. Oh.
I love sponsorships.
Oh, man. Yeah, me too.
I'm crying.
It's so available. Always available.
If not, we're going to bring our own. BYOS.
Oh man, this is basically what we're doing right now to keep this damn thing afloat. Oh man, you want me to get some more sponsorship from the fridge?
Yeah, get another sponsorship. All right, we'll be right back, folks.
I found another sponsorship!
Yeah!
This is a fun show today!
Man, we're gonna make so much not money.
I know! I feel rich though.
The only thing we're gaining is less sobriety.
And more gout.
No, I drink these sponsorships because I don't get it. Because if we drink beer-like sponsorships, then it gets bad. But this, I can have this sponsorship all day.
Alright, well, speaking of sponsorships, not really a sponsorship. I have something for you.
Me?
Yeah.
Why? Because that's our birthday?
Yes. But actually, I got him this for our birthday.
Yeah,
isn't
look.
Cute?
It's me.
And that's
hey,
me.
It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
And then me and my boyfriend, we went on a little pop date and we did this together. So,
that's so
I thought
cool.
It was really fun and I thought it would be really cool. Because, you know, you don't have one. I was like, let's make one of them. So now there you go. Do you think we should just have these here up here? Because I know we used to have plushies and stuff.
Put that in the comments below.
Yeah. That's not below.
Put that in the comments below. Now I look like I'm doing Thriller.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So I have something for you. My company just launched. Insert logo here. Bye-bye.
Ooh.
So This is one of the collections we have. It's a Santo Nino Shades.
Oh, every little, Filipino's favorite action figure.
Right? And then there's a little... I also get you a little pin to go in the back.
Oh, that's super so cool.
So I'm wearing them right now.
I don't want to wear it right now because my hair is really good. Shout out to my barber, Alvin. I love you, man. I'll put
Yeah, your, no, your hair looks way too good for not wearing that.
We got to put his tag below. If you're in the South Bay area, hit him up. But, you know, when my hair is all frazzled and messed up, I will definitely rock this. It's like, how do you say you're a cool Filipino that doesn't want to deal with generational cycles of trauma?
Put it on a hat. So if you want to check out more, check out www.byandby.shop. That's byandby.shop.
I love how this turned out. Let me see. If the camera doesn't pick up on it, it is what it is.
I'll put a close-up on it.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that, and if it doesn't work out, I'll get a close-up. But it's so cool. It's so thoughtful. Like, well, first of all, thoughtful of you to give this to me.
Yeah.
But secondly, the design is thoughtful. That's what I love about it.
It's not even a birthday gift. It's just you always support me in what I'm doing, and I really want, you know, I want you to have a piece of what we're doing, because this is it's not even a project. It's now a business. It's now a brand I'm creating that's close to my heart, and it's something that, you know, we could tell stories about it, because if you're Filipino, chances are you know the Santo Nino. Fun fact, that's actually the one we had growing up as a kid, and it's still in the house.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It still has the sunglasses and everything?
No, I just put those on there. I don't
design
think that's
design things.
Right?
Yes.
All right. Back to our regularly scheduled shit show.
Thanks to our sponsorship.
Oh, yeah. I got another sponsorship from the fridge. So,
yeah, so.
So
let's pour another sponsor out.
Well, continue as I'm opening it.
So.
Let me get the notes out because.
We're talking about music, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the way we acquired it was through the stores that we were talking about, things like Tower Records, the warehouse, which was, there was one really close to our house. Mm. And they sold cassettes. If you don't know what cassettes are.
I'll put a picture up.
Please do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was only so many songs that you could put on it. Right? It was always the same artist. They would create albums through that. And, you know, this was right after the era of records, vinyl stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, these were the things that you'd play in your car. We had little cassette players in your car, in your stereo systems. You know, we had big booming spookers.
That sponsorship's working.
It's almost Halloween.
Speakers. Oh, yeah.
But so, you know, we'd have boom boxes, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how we would play our music, right? And you know, if you've ever seen Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, the Walkman, you know, to me, when I saw that, it hits home for me.
That was so nostalgic.
It's iconic, right? So that's how we traveled with portable music. But even still, that was kind of later in the line of that. But you know, music was bought, you know, before. I mean, even some of you won't even know what burning CDs are. That's what we did, right? And to make music, we used to use the tape recorders to tape what's on the radio,
yeah.
To make a mixtape for the girl that you like or boy that you like.
No, did not do that back then because it wasn't as open as it was then.
True, but you know, any of our viewers.
Would I have done it? Yes, I would.
Yes, you would, right? And that was such a big deal. That's like, you would just hope the song comes on the radio, and you play that, right?
Or do you remember borrowing CDs from friends? And then you recorded as you played it?
Yes.
Yeah, so we did.
Yeah, yeah, we did do that.
Yeah.
That was music sharing.
Right? Yeah.
That was original file sharing. Original file sharing.
Yeah, you had one friend who had the CD, and you're like, hey, can I borrow it so I can make a tape?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm trying to get this girl. And speaking of which, when you're trying to get with someone, our version of sliding into DMs.
Oh, my God. I know where you're going with it.
Writing letters, right?
Yeah. And literally handwritten. And then sometimes, if you had the time or you knew how to do it, you would fold in some cool origami shapes.
Yes.
Like girls would like have hearts or like maybe would do ninja stars.
I still remember that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you know, funny thing is that when we moved out of our old place into here, you know, we were going through our stuff and I realized Eileen kept all the letters I wrote her.
Oh, I love that.
Right. And it was just how we slid into DMs back in the day. And when you really were serious and you wanted to, you know, get together, you fold into those little hearts.
Yeah.
Or you give them the jar of the little stars. Remember that?
Oh, man.
You were good at making those.
Oh, I made a bunch of them. Yeah, I made it.
And
I made it for my girlfriend at the time. We all see how that turned out.
I was going to say how that turned out.
So my best friend and I, what we did, we had our own notebook. And so we had a single subject notebook. It was a particular color that we both knew it would be, so it's in her backpack, and it's also kind of, you know, can disguise it, you know?
Yeah.
And so we would write and whatever, so that's how you would text someone, you know, that during class, right?
Yeah.
So I would write jokes or whatever. Sometimes we'll just do doodles or whatever. We'll do like a doodle game or something, and then next page would be her response, and then it was just like going back and forth the whole time between periods, or sometimes we would we had each other's locker combos and we put it in the locker, or those were the days.
It was really funny how we did that. I think it required more thought and it required more time because we had a lot of time on our hands back then.
Because we didn't have things to fill our time digitally, I guess,
just
right?
Like, because a lot of times we realize that we're spending so much time scrolling on shit. You know, and it's doom scrolling, right? I'm guilty of it. My wife's guilty of it. You're guilty of it. We all are.
You're guilty of it.
You!
But don't scroll. Keep watching.
Yeah, please. and while you're touching things on your screen, hit the subscribe button.
Yeah. The like button, because you should like us.
Please. Not at the same time, because that's hard to do.
And it'll explode. Don't do it.
No, don't.
It's going to detonate something.
It'll detonate our viewership.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to insert an explosion.
Boom.
Okay.
But, you know, it's kind of in the thread of DMs, right? What do people do in DMs? They send photos.
Oh, yeah. So how did we send photos, you may ask?
We sent actual physical photos. There was 1 hour photo shops around, you know, our hometown or around the local area.
Yeah.
And they were named like Star Shots or
Photo Makers
or even something like 24 hour
photos.
And the way it worked is that it was a simple background with a soft lens.
Super soft lens. So everyone had flawless skin.
Yeah.
Especially in high school. Suspect.
But we were posed by the photographer. As a matter of fact, I do have some photos here I'm going to share with you here.
I'll find a few myself and I'll put them up there too.
Yeah. So, you know, if anyone knows me, I've known my wife since we were 15. We've been together for a really long time. And when you look at these photos...
Oh, yeah, you did get them from the garage the other day, right?
Yeah. So I love them. It's actually in my wife's home office. So I'll be right back. I'm going to see that. She's going to hate me for this.
While you're doing that, I'll talk about, like, so what we'd also do would be disposable cameras. And so we would get those. When we were hanging out, instead of, like, using your phone, you would take pictures of where you guys are at. You guys are hanging out, laughing, doing whatever, and then we would develop them, and then we would make copies, and remember, you would distribute them out to other people.
Yeah.
Right? But just like with this one, like with the studio shots that we did, you would get multiple copies, and then only the cool people in your group would get them,
and
right?
You would write
here,
the back of them.
Let me help you out with that.
I don't know if it'll... Yeah. Oh, yeah, see? That's kind of blurry, but it's okay.
I'll put it up.
We'll put it on screen.
Isn't that cool? Like, it was so old school. That was my shirt, too, by the way.
You gave it to me. It was Old Navy.
Yeah, it was.
And the pants were Old Navy, and the shoes were DC's.
Osiris.
They were Osiris. They're not DC's.
Mm-hmm. They were Osiris.
Oh, no, these are my Airwalks.
Were they?
Yeah, so skater shoes were really cool back in the day.
Yeah, I was working at PacSun back then.
Yeah.
At some point.
Anyway, let's put you aside here. But, you know, we write messages in the back, and... You know,
and it always said, "Hope you like my ugly picture." I'm like, would you have really given it to me if you really thought it was ugly?
Yeah. Right, and you paid money to do it.
And then TCCIC.
I was thinking the same thing. Where, you know, we had acronyms back then. TCCIC, to take care because I care.
Uh-huh.
What else was there?
FUCKIT.
What was that one?
Friends usually can keep in touch.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, KIT was just, you know, keep in touch.
Yeah.
But then, you know, now this kind of leads into another topic of communication, right?
Yeah. Okay,
well, continuing on the topic of communication through letters, we didn't have cell phones. We have pagers. So low-key, we invented text messaging.
We did.
So
we did.
On the lower part of the screen, just put an example of a message down here.
All right. So I'm going to put a random message right here in the bottom.
And some of you who are our age or our generation will be able to read.
Leave it in the comments. I want to know if you can decode it. I know there was a few different variations, but for the most part, I think you may be able to decode it if you remember how to do it.
Yeah. As that thing became more prominent, right? We had to... You didn't know who sent you that message or that new...
Or the page.
Or the page. It was all numbers. It was just literally numbers. So we had pager codes. Everybody had their own pager code. It's usually two digits.
It's like your sign-off. It was like your email signature, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
So you know who did what. And we also had other things, like if it was urgent, it would be, you know, -911.
right? And we had simple ones like 1, 4, 3. So, you know,
was it 1, 4, 3? What was it? Oh yeah, so it was out of it was one letter for the first, 4 for the second, 3 for the third.
Yeah, 1, 4, 3. One, so four, three.
I love you.
So all your So Super fan, So Super Sam fans out there, 1, 4, 3 is actually a nod to that.
Yeah, yeah.
And shout out to Sam. Generation. I remember you back in the day.
Yeah, I remember you too.
Yeah, she's great. If you don't follow her, she's one of the coolest DJs you'll ever
super
meet.
Super cool, yeah.
Super awesome. She was actually really close friends with Eileen.
Yeah.
And we talked for a little bit in high school. One of the coolest people you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my plug for sake. I know someone that's really cool. I'm actually pretty relevant and pretty awesome. So all you Super Sam fans out there, you know, we got to know her back in the day. She's in, however you think of her, she's exactly who she is now. It's like
just a wonderful, warm person who's just sick talented.
Sam, like, if you see this, first of all, I'm humbled. Secondly, you're still amazing. Anyway, so yeah, we would write those pager codes and stuff. Yeah. Actually, one of my screen names now, it's just one, but if you look at my gamer stuff, it's 158.
Mm.
One was my first volleyball number, but 58 was actually my pager code. So, and yours was 48.
48, right? Because that's just how many letters are in my name. Mm-hmm. It's not very exciting.
Yeah, we kept it simple, but everyone had their own code, so we know who did what.
Fun fact, my girlfriend at the time in high school, I only say that because...
Why did she choose it?
Because, let's be real, it wasn't on her, that's all me, you know, because I think I already knew in high school, and that's not her. It had nothing to do with it. She was a wonderful person. But her code was 4'9", because that's how tall she was.
Aww!
So it was kind of funny because
that's
it was 48,
so perfect
49.
Though. That's her sense of humor.
Yeah. Isn't
that funny? Oh man, yeah. It's so cool. Shout out to you. But that's so funny. Like it just brings back so many memories, like how we communicated then.
Yeah.
And it was a lot harder. And we had, you know, we always customize our pagers to be like different colors.
Yeah, yeah.
This was before cell phones. And cell phones just did that. It was just a phone.
Yeah.
There was no texting. You just called. It was like yay big.
Yeah.
It was
boop, 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 boop.
I remember when Dad brought one.
Hi Dad. Yeah, I'm at the party now. I'm okay. Boom.
But what if you didn't have that cell phone? What did we use when we were in the
Oh, house? Dude, what was it called?
Payphones.
Yeah, but what was that number we called? It was 1-800-COLLECT.
So yeah. Okay. To give you some context. Payphones were exactly what you think they are. You put some money in, you can call a number for I think like 15 minutes. To call whoever you need to. And 1-800-COLLECT was a way to make the other person pay for a collect call. So per
so this
minute.
Is like the like an OG hack that we call nowadays.
So the way it worked is that when you call collect, someone else, the other person on the other line pays for that phone call. Right? But the way that system worked is that you would have to record your name. That right. way, when the person picks up, they know who's calling.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have caller ID back then.
Because it'll ask you, so-and-so is calling. Would you like to accept the charges?
Yes.
And so then, we got really creative with the names.
Right? So, yeah, we were in the Eagle Rock Plaza hanging out. You know, as teenagers did back then. Even still now, there's some young folks that do that.
It's still cool to do that in the mall.
You know, we didn't have cell phones. So, you know, how did we communicate with our mom or dad to call? So we would pick up a payphone, dial 1-800-COLLECT, and then when they prompted the names, like, hey dad, it's Simon, you can pick us up now, bye, boom, it's done. So it was like,
hello, this is 1-800-COLLECT, you have a phone call from, hey dad, it's me, Simon, can you pick us up the ball right now, see ya, would you like to accept the charges?
And they just hang up and they pick us up.
Yep. Do you remember that commercial they did it when the guy was at the hospital? It's like, hey dad, we had a baby, it's a boy.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
hello, your call from, hi dad, it's me, we had the baby, it's a boy, has called.
And then it was just hilarious. It was this huge commercial.
And the mom goes, who called? Oh, it was David.
They had a baby. It's a boy.
If we could buy that commercial, we'll put the link below.
Yeah,
that'd be
I'll
great.
Find it. Because it was, we had to be creative.
It was a sign of the times.
So. Yeah, we had to be creative because I'm pretty sure no parent wants to collect tolls on a call when all you need to know was, oh, they're done with, like, for me, like, volleyball practice. Yeah. Oh, we're done. Okay, cool. Come and get you, right?
Yeah.
No problem. Because otherwise, it was always a landline.
Yeah.
Always a landline.
Right. There were no wireless phones then. There were cordless phones, but that's later. It's like, but it was connected to a base that has a wire, and it was, like, radio controlled. But most people had wired phones.
Yeah. But also, think about this for a second. Like, ask people our age, or maybe even older, maybe even a little younger. Mm-hmm. Ask them if they remember their original phone number.
Or their best friend's phone number.
Yeah, because chances are we still remember phone numbers. Mm-hmm. Most of us now don't, because we could just really click on the name and it'll dial.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't. Honestly, I don't even know your phone number.
You don't? I don't know yours either.
So I'm not calling you in an emergency.
No, you can, because you have your fancy.
No. If I'm in jail, I can't call you.
You can call me on 1-800-COLLECT.
Sorry, man. I'm in jail. Sorry about it. Tell mom and dad.
Click.
I'm like, not again. And kind of going, changing gears here. You know, we were big gamers back then.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
We absolutely loved. We began when we were four playing the NES,
yeah.
Right? And there are a lot of great games that are out, and a lot of games are harder than they were back then.
Oh my god! Right?
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, very tough, difficult game.
Ghosts and Goblins, impossible.
Virtually impossible.
Impossible.
Right?
Mega Man, brilliant.
Brilliant games, and there were a lot of them were single player or two player.
Mm.
And you know, nowadays you can get on and you're literally playing against the world, where you're just playing against your household or your friends at a party, and it was only two players at a time.
Or just the computer itself.
Yeah, and there was no worldwide rankings. There was no professional gaming really to that point. Like, you know, we played a lot in Nintendo Bad News Baseball.
Oh, classic.
Tech Super Bowl. You know,
classic.
Great games. And you would always play against each other and just get better that way. And then arcade games. A big example was Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Street Fighter 2, to be more specific. You know, you go to the local donut shop or the local grocery store that had the game, and you play against the people in your neighborhood. And that's how we got better. And then I'll never forget when I started playing Halo 2. That's when Xbox Live started coming out, and my son was just born. So, of course, you know, I can't sleep. I'm going to stay up. I'm going to game.
Mm.
So I get started online. I thought I was good enough. And then I think all of us have gone through this. When you think you're good enough and you play online, you're dog water.
Oh,
you're like super dog water.
They just mop the floor with you.
They just destroy you. And then back then, it's like you'd be the best in the neighborhood. You'd be the best amongst your friends and stuff like that. Right? And we played because we had to pay with quarters to play in that arcade machine.
Yep.
If you've been to Dave & Buster's, same thing. But instead of a card, it was a quarter.
Quarters,
whether it's 25 cents or 50 cent games.
Yeah.
Right? But, you know, there was a lot of local gaming. So kind of tying it to playing outside or meeting up with friends to play basketball, meeting up with friends to play volleyball, tennis, baseball.
Yeah.
There were literally people that you knew in your own community. Right? But communities are so big now because of the internet, things like Discord and Reddit. There's so many things. And the world is so much smaller now because of it.
Yeah, in a good way, of course.
In a good way.
Because everything's accessible.
Yeah,
guess,
everything's
right?
accessible. Yeah. But also, you know, the other side of, dealing with the games is that, you know, you had to buy them. You had to buy the physical games.
Yeah, the physical cartridge or the disc or even the memory cards.
Yeah, or even better, finding out information on that game.
Oh, do you remember how we would get that information and we would spread it to our friends?
Yes. Word of mouth was how we learned about tips on the games,
mm-hmm.
because there was always maybe a handful of kids that would get Electronic Gaming Monthly,
Nintendo Power,
Game Pro, those kind of magazines every month to talk about tips that those publishers would give out. And a lot of times there were some super secret ones, like the Pokemon hack, where you go up and down, like, I forget what coast.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah, that's right.
Rare candies or the combos of Killer Instinct, the fatalities of Mortal Kombat.
I remember the Killer Instinct one. When we found it, we had our mom actually photocopy the whole FAQ, and it had to have been like 60 pages.
At least.
It had to have been.
Professionally printed and everything.
And our mom, God bless her, she would make multiple copies, but bind them professionally. And we gave it out to our closest friends because that's how we did it. And then we would play, we would learn, and we would use that guide to do the practice mode, because the practice modes back then was just a free for all. It was just an open. It didn't have any tutorials. Yeah, it didn't have a training mode.
And tutorials, they didn't exist. So
you didn't have enough memory to put
them in. Not just that, but like back then, right? When you buy a new NES game, it came with a cartridge and an instruction booklet.
Yeah,
telling you about the game and. It's so different now, where you can just, again, Google all that information and learn all the secrets of the game.
Yeah.
Right? And word of mouth is just so trippy to think about.
Isn't that funny?
Like, if you didn't have any friends, you'd be shit at video games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
But
that's true.
Social,
yeah.
It's kind of the social aspect, though. It's
crazy.
That's how games are now. Right?
It's so crazy.
It's just so wild how that is. But, like, you realize that you're not as good as you think you are until you play against literally
the world. Everyone around the world.
Yeah.
Man.
Like, we played for hours in Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah.
And we played for hours in, like, Sonic the Hedgehog. And, you know, I still remember the codes. Up, C, down, C, left, C, right.
Down, R, up, LYB.
Yeah, Street Fighter, right? 1992 and 1-2-4.
Oh!
Sonic 2, right? Don't ask me how I know that. It's been almost close to 30 years, and I still remember that combination. Weird. Why? I don't know.
Because we had to do it all over the time. And over. Yeah.
So it was so different back then. Right? So, like... You know, kind of changing gears once again, you know, and like we said earlier, we like to do things outside, right? So a lot of things were very face-to-face interactions in how we socialized, right? Yeah. So like how we explained, we talked to people through letters or we talked to them over the phone. It was always talking, and it was, you know, and there were no cameras around.
Yeah.
There were never any cameras around. There was no social media to speak of. Yeah. Right, and I love social media and the fact that I can contact my friends and family.
Yeah, I can reach out.
Yeah, from across the globe, right? Instead of sending a letter, it takes a week, right? It's like I can send them instantaneous messages. But you know, it was so different than how it all worked, and you know, and a lot of our posts on social media, our stories, were actual stories.
Yeah,
right. But there were some things that we kind of left hush hush.
I think that was the best part about our generation is, one, we knew how to do things manually. We had to learn. And we were still young enough and astute enough to figure out the digital age coming.
Yeah.
But also, a lot of my high school stuff has not been documented. Like, let's be real. Like, high school was awkward enough for most people.
And some parts of college.
Oh, yeah. And so there's no way to go back into certain aspects of it unless you had that digital unless you had that disposable camera or
memory was literally memory
right.
I mean, if I had to there's some probably things in here that I don't remember, and things get triggered, things trigger that memory.
Kind of floats back up to the top. You're like, oh wait,
because there are some things that will never be ever seen or documented. Not that I've done anything wrong or anything like, you know, killed anyone, thank god, you know, I'm not that guy.
But to make sure that we burn away all those non-used memories, let's kill those brain cells
with our sponsorships.
With our sponsorship.
Thank you, sponsor.
Thank you.
Ooh, that was good.
Ooh, that was a good sponsorship.
It's a sweet one. But I mean, you know, people would do stuff back in the day.
Yeah,
and sneak out of stuff,
or like you would tag something. Or
anything.
And by tagging, I mean like, not like hashtag.
Yeah,
you know. Which, by the way, back then, that wasn't called a hashtag. It was called a...
pound sign!
I can't believe people don't know that, though. Isn't that weird? It's so wild.
It is wild.
I said wheel.
Why is there a hashtag on my phone number set thing? So, you know, it was such a... It's just a very interesting way to live then.
Yeah.
Right? But let's turn it around, right? So, we were able to see the comeuppance, if you will.
Yep.
Of the internet, and it all kind of started with emails and all the basic stuff you guys learned, and Google wasn't even existing yet. It was, or even Facebook or any of that stuff. It was just, a lot of it was informational, right? I would go on ESPN.com.
And it was just mostly text.
Yahoo Sports. And it was mostly
it was like, the news was mostly text, and if there was a photo, it would like slowly load down to the bottom. Then you can see it.
Yeah. So, you know, you couldn't see anything on the hub.
You know, there wasn't a hub yet.
Yeah. And if there were, it would take forever for just a photo.
It did.
Man.
Oh, man. The thrill of the wait. Like, man, that thumbnail looks really good.
The sounds the modems would make.
Oh, would you like to demonstrate?
Beep, 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 beep. Bang, bang,
bing, bing, bing.
So,
and then what would happen if somebody picked up the phone?
It died. So basically how modems work, it was based off the phone line. So we'd have two landlines, one for the standard home phone and one specifically for the internet.
Well, that's if you could afford it, yeah.
If you could afford it, yeah. And it was really, really slow. And, you know, that's how we communicated later on. That's how I started getting to have more conversations with Eileen, my friends,
and
all that stuff back in the day. But there was only one computer in the house, and there's two of us.
So
we like being petty sometimes. So
Mark, would you care to explain this, the shit that you would do? Because I was talking to my girlfriend and you wanted to talk to somebody else online. What the hell would you do?
Oh, I'd pick up the phone.
What else would you do when you pick up the phone?
I would dial something, right? Yeah. Just so it would ruin the signal and it would cut it.
That was his technique. Me, I would go, baby. I would make those sounds to fuck up the modem. So it got confused. And so what happened, you see, you got disconnected.
Yep.
And all you hear in the other room is like, damn it!
Or, oh no, it's my turn. It's my turn. That's weird. You know?
We would do that. We would go back and forth.
That wasn't petty. That was fucking creative. Okay?
That was creatively petty. But anyway, you know, it was just those little things growing up that you kind of, you have to be clever.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And thanks to things like the internet, I'm able to understand a lot of things, learn things about, you know, the world around me, the things that I want to know about myself. Like, you know, you don't know, I'm diagnosed ADHD and I use that, use the Googles to learn about it, right? To kind of know how do I kind of expect things to go, how can I treat it, things like that sort. It's a powerful thing. You can't find that on encyclopedias that you have to renew every year, which would be ridiculously expensive.
Which we never did because it's
the same shit,
right?
For like so 5 years.
You got five new articles.
Or if you were cool, you got the Encarta CD.
Oh.
And put on your CD-ROM. Yeah. I think the biggest thing was information.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everything. Honestly, the internet really just changed the game.
It changed
everything.
Everybody's lives.
Yeah. I mean, particularly for me, for example, like for social media, it is the biggest marketing tool for me right now.
It's free.
Yeah.
And it's free, right?
You know?
It's a way to get yourself out there to people. Whereas before, you had to go to newspaper ads and put like a little ad like, yay big.
But it's funny because the things we can learn on the internet, as much as there's misinformation out there, you can learn anything.
Yeah.
Like I learned how to start a business. Not only start it, but now how to run it. How to run the taxes, the inventory, what to expect in an LLC, how to inventory things when they're old, or like everything. I learned how to tie a bow tie online.
And yeah, then same.
In turn, I got to teach other people how to do that. So you can literally learn everything on the internet.
You just got to look for it. And you'll find it. And you know, information is a good thing, but it's also, you know, it's a very powerful thing. With great power comes great responsibility, right?
So, no kidding.
You know, it's just, there's so much power in it. It's so much easier to get around things, because just as how we were clever of going around certain things like our schoolwork and stuff, kids have all these tools to get around all that other stuff.
But let me tell you, younger generation, don't think we don't know how to use this this stuff, because we'll find out and we'll find you. Don't try to fuck with anybody, because chances are they will. You don't know if they'll know how to do it. Just because we're older doesn't mean we don't know it. Remember, we were here since the birth of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And we're just as clever. We're just, sometimes it's a little more physical means versus digital means.
Right.
But not physical means. Why that? It should have been this. This is wrong.
Oh, shit. Let's try that again. Let's retake.
Nope, nope, no retake.
Because that's really not a punishment for some people.
It's like, you little bastard. Right.
I don't want to know.
I'm going to teach you.
Just like that, this is the last episode we'll ever do.
It's been a great run.
Thanks for the sponsorship.
But like, all jokes aside, I mean, the internet changed our lives. I mean, even how we deal with our money.
Yeah.
I used to carry cash and say, oh, how much is my part of the bill? And I'd give, you know, someone, the, you know, everyone collects.
Or you would have to go to the
money.
ATM just to transfer money on an ATM.
Yeah.
That sucked.
Or even worse, you actually go inside the bank.
Oh,
give
your
ID and give all this information. It was so different then.
Yeah.
It took a lot of time.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas now you can just whip out your phone and send money to whoever.
Done. You know, but I mean, yeah, like you said, with social media and the internet, like there's so much power in it that, you know, we see things and then we end up making it a reality. You know, because we have to remember that things on social media are just curated. You know, no one's really up for showing you the worst of their lives or whatever, right?
No one ever wants to talk about their failures or shortcomings.
Like,
yeah.
First of all, yes, magazines and stuff were always like this unrealistic image, unrealistic, like everything really. And then now it's so easily accessible. We have to remember that what we're seeing isn't necessarily everything we're seeing. Just like, you know, the old adage is, don't believe you see it. Don't believe everything you see on TV, right? We got to take that with a grain of salt. You can't believe everything you see on the internet. And this is why I feel like people are so divided. Yeah. Right? Because they think, well, it's on the internet, so it's true.
Yeah.
Like,
That's Mark's long way of saying that he's a complete asshole outside of the internet. Just saying.
I'm not even going to deny that.
I didn't expect you to say that. Like, no, but seriously, though, like, what I post online, it's like, I want to show, I'm going to present the best of me, right?
Right, and that's, right. Yeah.
I think it's just innate where people don't want to talk about their failures. They don't want to make it seem like they're short. Or sometimes they use it to capture attention. It's like, I'm so sad. Somebody DM me.
It's enabling. Yeah, it's emotionally enabling. But then on the flip side, honestly, I've been avoiding TikTok for a while, but I put out some stuff and I was very honest about how I was feeling, about how scared I was about like losing my job.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, 99% of the people I don't even know who they are were just so encouraging. And then you had like maybe that one troll, but who cares?
That was me.
Was not you, because I would have known it was you, and I would have ripped you a new one online.
I don't have a burner account. No, you don't. I wouldn't do that to you.
But it's funny because it was very eye-opening to see people connecting, and they didn't even know me.
Yeah.
They don't know the whole story, but they were like, hey, that's me too. I'm scared of this too. I hope you can do it. And then in turn, I would encourage them. And it was just, it's such a wild feeling that we can connect with people. And I think that's like the biggest thing. Like, I'm going to err on the side of positivity here. And I feel like it really changed. Like the internet really changed everything for the better.
It did.
Because we can really reach out,
Taking everything into consideration, yes, because again, the information, the fact that you can connect with people who are like you, right? Because some of you growing up, you were the weird one that liked certain things. But as you got older and you started using the internet, you found that there's a lot of people just like you.
Yeah.
Who have the same struggles as you, have the same success as you, or have advice for people that are going through certain struggles. And that's something we didn't have.
Yeah. Right? And I think it's cool. Like even things on like our podcast, when people would leave like encouraging messages, or even maybe not on the comments, but people would text us and people were like, hey, we saw your blah, blah, blah. There were some friends. I had no idea they really watched this. And it's really cool that, we're just doing this because it's fun. And we it's something that we can connect with people out there and kind of just share a story. Cause when we're gone, there's going to be some sort of legacy behind. Yeah. Right. And I think that's just,
that's the reason why this topic I wanted this topic to come up, because my kids have no idea what it was like, right? And it's just, as a parent, it was just a blink of an eye, right?
Where
I would assume that they would just know, and I have these great conversations with them about it, and they're so surprised. And I think back, I'm like, damn, that shit was hard back then.
Yeah, how did we do all that?
At the same time, damn, we got away with a lot of shit back then.
We sure did. There's a lot of stuff I will never talk about that happened when we were
exactly younger, right.
And it's just chalk it up to memory.
Yeah, they're like, find the receipts. Like, fool, they didn't even make receipts.
Ain't no receipt.
No receipts.
Can't come for me if you don't have no receipts.
Nope. It was just so weird then. But you're right. By and large, it helped people. Right, it helped schools. It helped businesses. It helped people who are seeking advice, information. And there's so much of it out there, which is, it's a good and bad thing, but you got to take in the good with the bad. You have to kind of know what's good information, what's not, how to apply it, and all that great stuff.
Right, but now with the next wave coming, that's how I feel about AI. You got to take the good with the bad, because we are so prone to look at the bad. But if you really think about the AI, especially for me, it takes away the tedious work.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's more creative than me. It doesn't mean that it's going to take over my brain or whatever. It's just a tool for me to do the small mundane tasks while I do the bigger, more big brain tasks for me. Because AI, I found, usually gives you a pretty good ground level, a good foundation to start with, usually. Some of them are really good, but also we have to understand that if you want something, like, there's nothing more powerful than a human person, right?
Although people could abuse that power to like take ideas as their own, but to your point though, right, it's a baseline.
Yeah,
right. If you're kind of stuck, maybe writer's block, or you just can't think of a design, and you just let AI do it, it can inspire you.
Yeah, and I think that's my approach.
This is a super powerful thing.
Yeah,
where the future is that it's computers thinking for us. But of course, beyond the future of that, they might take us over, and
we'll be dead by then. Who cares?
That's true. That's your problem now, kids.
Yeah. If you're watching this, if it's still legal to watch this, sucks to be you.
And if you want a warning, watch iRobot with Will Smith.
Talks
about the three rules of AI and all that stuff, but
that's a whole other thing.
That's a whole other thing. But it's funny because
it's a powerful thing, just like the internet, right? People were pushing back, like, you know, people shouldn't have access to this kind of information. There are things that people, you know, that, you know, will learn things that they shouldn't, like making inappropriate things or, you know, using the information to hurt other people, stuff like that. But by and large, it is for the greater good. And, yeah. and I believe the same thing with AI too, but, you know, we just have to kind of learn along
the
way.
We have to learn, exactly.
We have to learn along the way. It's a pretty scary thing. But, you know, I'm super grateful that we grew up in the generation that we did, because we got to learn a lot about how life was without it. So we have a good understanding and an appreciation of how to do things the hard way. Not to say that you folks that are younger, you got it easy, you got it made. You guys have to sift through all this bullshit.
But it's cool. Like, but I want generations after us to have it easier.
Yeah.
You know, because that's, we want to build that for the future, right?
Yeah.
But that's, I feel like that's the whole point, because it irritates me. Like, well, you guys have it easy. And well, that means we did a good job.
Yeah.
Right? If your kids have it better than you, isn't that the goal?
That is the goal. Okay. That is the goal. And then it just kind of goes that you're breaking cycles. You're just improving the baseline, right? Because, like, we had such limited information. We made the best of it.
Yeah.
And from what I've learned, like, I always joke that I'm a student of YouTube University.
Oh yeah,
right.
I have a master's degree in business from there.
Yeah, you know, it's just there's so much you can learn, and what's great is though there's so many people that are willing to share that.
Yeah, so I
think that's kind of why we want to start a podcast, because this particular episode was really important for me, because you know we're getting older, you know my kids are curious about how life was like, how their dad is like. And this is a good way to leave a legacy.
Yeah.
But because instead of taking our old photos and putting them in albums, which can literally decay over time.
Yeah.
You know, information can be forever if we treat it right. So, you know, I really enjoyed talking about this topic.
Yeah, me too.
This was a lot of fun.
It was really enlightening. And it just reminded me, like, yo, we come a long way.
We have come a long way in a matter of years.
Right. Because, again, thanks to technology, if you were to ask us about this in high school, we would have been like, what the hell is that? Why would we do that?
Yeah.
We wouldn't even know where to start.
We wouldn't even think about video phone calls. We wouldn't think about instant text messaging, right?
And, yeah.
You know, there's good uses and bad uses. You know, we all have either been perpetrators or victims of that. But, you know, by and large, it's helped a lot of people. AI is scary. Let's be real.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Possibility of it's kind of terrifying.
Yeah, because we don't understand it fully yet.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to be a thing, whether we like it or not. But just like the internet, we're going to learn from it. We're going to be better people for it. And that's it, I think. I mean, but it's just amazing that people outside of our generation will never know what it's... People beyond our generation will never know what it's like beyond what it was before the internet.
And when they get older, they're gonna feel the same way
about AI. Yeah,
yeah, they're gonna, and whatever is after AI, right? They're gonna be like, "Oh, I remember we had to Google something with a keyboard, you know, or something like that."
I mean, it would trip me out. Like, I remember we were watching shows, like, "Wow, they can do phone calls with video."
Yeah,
You know, and phones were wireless, and this and that.
Oh, the wireless phone was like the it thing when that came out.
Like the most basic, the first iPhone was more powerful than the computers that we've ever used back in the 90s.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Yeah, the capabilities of it. And it was just the size of it and the convenience of it. Who knows what's happening next? Like, you'll have the little eye contacts that has AR and stuff like that. And
maybe Google will come up with like these goggles.
Yeah. Yeah, and my Google speaker just went off. But, you know. But thanks for watching this episode. We really enjoyed talking about this topic.
So what changed for you because of the internet? What were the benefits for you, and what have you learned? Because, you know, like I said, I was able to build an entire business because of it, and you are able to leave a legacy because of it.
Yeah.
Right? So that's amazing.
I've learned so many things. Like, I know stuff about cars, but I've saved money by doing my own repairs.
Right.
I've you know, learned how to build this PC here to because I didn't want to spend so much money. I wanted to make my own things, and just the possibilities are just incredible. And
yeah, I mean, I found these $400 Gucci glasses for like $100.
Exactly.
Amazing. I love the internet.
Exactly.
But with that
internet
said,
made these.
Yeah. Ooh.
So one last sponsorship before we go.
One last sponsorship, but thanks for watching, everybody, and you know. Here's to the internet.
Here's to the internet in the future, and all the
and
great
to
things.
You for watching us through the internet. Net.
Cheers, everyone.